Begin the Gemara daf Masechta Shavuos daf Mem Zayin. Begin on the base. Begin to his mouth. Begin the Gemara. Yam b'shloima aviv ke'agav ne'mechayev. If you're going to say the father in such a case would be chayev, so then you would say you need the pasuk to exempt by Yerushim. But if the father would be pater, so what do you need a pasuk by Yerushim? So it's a statement. It's a wonder because Lamanda and Perek Hashal according to the one that says in Hashal Bavim Tzidav Tzadik Zayin in the base. The guy says, look, you owe me 100 dinar. Malayim says, any day, I don't know. So, Chayiv, the defendant has to pay. Why? Because the Bari Adav. A Bari B'Shem, if you have a definite, and it may be the definite claim wins. Question is, how's he going to explain this pasuk of Ashvus Hashem Tibin Shneim? If he's going to say it's regarding, well, 50 I know, I'm 50 I don't know. Behal like a Chayiv Shvua La'aba. That is no obligation of oath to. When I have a father, it's according to the shita, it's an obligation of money. The bari adif, because bari is better. So there is no case of shuvus hashem tibin shneim only between the fathers, not regarding the yarshin. So what would be the case be? So this says the basic you can say yeah the mukil lekrav shmul the besamach, which you're right they darshan the pasuk with something else. Or in another part you could say hachigama hakasim pasuk is saying shuvus hashem tibin shneim that is hecha de shaicha where it's applicable. Oh, Mishen Yochel Shabbat Masham, whoever cannot swear has to pay. Beloy Ben Ayarshin, meaning, and not between the orphans, the Paturin, that they're exempt Kishen Yochel Shabbat. So it's going on the second part. When it's applicable, and if you can't, then you have to pay. But that we're excluding the Yarshin, that they're actually exempt when they can't swear. So it's on the derivative part. Next, there's Matab against the Gemara, Chalal Shneim. That the, according to the other Peshat, what does the main bench name? It means that the oath takes effect on both of them. Meaning, and the one who caused the oath to be taken, the claimant, is punished. And even if the judgment is with him, the bishop of like Rash explained in a previous and because he caused this because he wasn't careful in who he took to do business with. And that's how it appears. The Hadarish Hosam because the Brisa Darshan's over there says, Avalagan is going to come to Aviv. What's that? This refers to someone who is cheats people's thoughts. Meaning he's deceitful. Because he claims money from someone that doesn't owe it to him. And then subsequently the Gemara asks, amai koi besuroi. So, in other words, the one who's causing the oath, why is he from this pasuk surna ma'ali ali rasha ma'ila? Well, why is it in the plural? What did he do wrong? The Gemara answers, yeah, Mishan ben Rebbe Tafrin. Which is this pasuk that we're darshaning that's on both of them. From the fact that we had to bring this teaching, which said this idea, to tell you, because yeah, here the chiddush is even though the halacha is with him, still was saying he gets punished and he's considered a holy rosho ma'ela. Next says must begin with the words of Gemara about the shakir lamali. Says Rav says because none of them I believe. Why do I want to be involved with false witnesses? Says Tame it's a wonder because the Rav Emma ben Ruba and Baba Kamav I and Beis my Beis and Uba Makis whether it's be Daf Dalid or it's Sanhedrin of Chavzayin. Be that as it may, Rav Shit is well known. The Eid Zayim Mechidushu that to believe the second set of witnesses. Say, how could you say that you were with us at that time? It's a chiddush because the Maichaz, the Samchazahani. What do you say to believe the second two witnesses? Samchazahani, believe the first two. So the question is, Adrabah, to the contrary, Had Machshirin Lamezim have a chiddush. No, this that you validate that you even qualify the group of that do hazama. That's a novelty. It's all by Chasho because we see here in our sugya by refutate when they refuted when they contradict each other. Tavayim so the Rav Chizda both possible according to Rav Chizda. So why is Eitzem a Chiddush? It's not a Chiddush. Of course that we're going to disqualify. And why would you say only Mekan Labah, as Rabbah holds in Eitzem Zayman? They disqualify each other. The Chiddush is just that you actually believe the second beer, but not that you disqualify the first beer. So if I read the Rishas, the Rabbah Sabak Rav Huna. Truth is right. Rabbah holds a Rav Huna. The Rish Chesk is a Batim, Babas, Daf, Laman Avam, Beis. Masig, the Gemara comes out. Ad Rav Nach, remember Rabbah, the Kulamak Rav Huna, like everyone holds a Rav Huna. So that's not difficult. According to Rav Huna, we don't say that they when they contradict each other that they not believe. Ubesamech, I shortly the Mishani Rava Alib the Rav Chizda that he comes to resolve Rav Chizda's teaching leiloi severely doesn't hold like him. Ulmai Dibai look me hasam Rav Chizda, and I the Gemara but he wants to actually explain Rav like Rav Chizda. Maslamim the Gemara could have said ultemich according to your reasoning, but the truth is he ultimately does not hold like him. But moreover. The Latam Acher, for a different reason, the Legabe Eid Zaymim, by Eid Zaymim the Mefarish, meaning there's another Pshat why Rava holds Eid Zayim is only Mekan Labo and not Lamafreya. Not because it's a Chiddush, but because the Mefarash Mishum Pseid de Lekuches, because of the loss, because, you know, people don't know how to be careful because they didn't know he's disqualified. So Muslim is Bekur Rav Chizda. Then you're right. According to that Pshat, he could hold it like Rav Chizda. Because then, you know, you could say that they are, you know, false, so to speak, when they contradict. But it's only Mekan Labo because of the loss of Lekuches. But since it's Valacha Grabhuna, Alacha Vazak Grabhuna, and the Mukhi Rab Nachman, Rabbi Kabaseba Chaskasabatim, and the fact that the Gemara explains Rab Nachman Rabbi like him, Chem Pastor Ben Chanala, Sotra Ben Chanan rules like this, Mishum Rabhuna, Hoy Rabbi Shal Chizda, because it's Machlik Shapun Rab Chizda, and Rabhuna was the Rabbi, because I mean, Mel Mitzis, like the Mara says, Mel Mitzis, Bam Mitzis, Dav Lam Gimel Alf. Boy, Morbid, the Masneet, and the Echad, Emmy Gaboy, the Gemara, the Mishnah that the Gemara brings shortly, the Aikal Chayyur Grabhuna is seemingly, although the Gemara wants to resolve it, as Rava does, but it seems to be more meduik like Rav Huna, and therefore that would seem to be the halacha that they're not a pasul mekan labah.